Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
Stay with us all morning long. Laura will occasionally put her microphone headset on top of MacGyver's head, his big meat head, so he could do part of the show.
He can. He's standing right here.
It could be dangerous. He may eat the microphone. However, we will spare the expense here at SBC. We could use a new headphone anyway. MacGyver on National Mutt Day. Did you know, Laura, National Mutt Day is celebrated twice a year? It's like, what?
I kind of thought we already had it.
So did I. And I looked it up. It was July 31st. So okay. July 31st and December 2nd, celebrating all mixed breed dogs, especially the ugly ones, it says here. But I don't think there's an ugly mixed breed. It always just brings out that question, ooh, what kind of dog is that?
People ask me all the time what kind of dog MacGyver is. And
because, like, you can't tell, but he's just so big and bold and beautiful. He's like my favorite dog, and he's not even mine. You know, everybody has their favorite dog when they're a kid or whatever. My favorite dog isn't even my dog. It's yours.
Well, thank you. Mac, what do you have to say? Your Uncle Tommy. You're his favorite.
He is.
What do you need?
Well,
what do you think?
He loves me.
He does. Say good morning. Well, come here and say good morning. Come on now.
He's such a big baby. I just love him.
Well, now he's really going to talk at me.
Well, okay. Yeah, I guess we invited that.
Come here. We did. We encouraged it. They now can bark on command, both MacGyver and Murphy, the morning show dog. And but then sometimes they don't want to stop.
I know. And then sometimes we have to say, Laura, we'll be right back.
Yes.
It's Tom and Laura in the morning. Coming up, Jimmy Fallon talks about what we talked about, about a week ago, those new ornaments that are hangable on your tree and they're filled with booze.
Wait, what?
Yeah, booze balls. They're coming up. Fallon's comments on booze balls. Maybe it's a good Christmas to have liquor hanging from the Christmas tree.
It's a great Christmas to have a booze-filled advent calendar. Have you seen those?
Oh, my goodness. That's almost sacrilegious. God will strike you dead, won't he?
No. Jesus turned water into wine.
I know.
He's okay with it.
Are you sure you talked to him? Did you?
I did. I had a conversation, and he said that the world deserves booze-filled advent calendars this holiday season, which is why he allowed it.
Are you kidding me?
I am not. Summer with wine, summer with the hard stuff. They're pretty fantastic.
What is next? Like a nativity scene that's also decanters? Just screw off the three kings' heads and take a hoot.
The three kings could have brought some different gifts. That's all I'm saying.
You are correct. Late Shoppers Night last night in the borough of Selins Grove. 94KX was there. Mark Stevens from, 6 till 8. And I popped in to say hi, and the crowds were not as large, and it makes me wonder if coronavirus had anything to do with it. Think about it. Are late shoppers' nights a good idea? Sure, you can have them. You can shorten them up, like they did in Selins Grove last night. But I don't know. Maybe I was just thinking of late shoppers' nights of the past. You know what I mean? I don't know. If you were there, it was definitely a good time. 52% of Americans say they're not going to shop in public at all this year. That's more than half, Laura.
Whoa.
Wow.
Whoa. That's a big number. That surprises me.
That's a huge number. And I wonder about those people. How do they feel about grocery shopping? Because they still have to do that. But we're talking about Christmas shopping, though. 68% of us plan on most or all of our shopping online, 68%, most or all. So maybe that affected last night's crowd in Selins Grove. The people that were there were happy, though. Snow started flying. There was not one but two Santa Clauses there. I guess you can't call them both Santa. There was St. Nick, who we posted a picture of. You said you saw that. He was an old Victorian-looking St. Nick.
Yes, he
so
looked
cool.
Very, very good.
Yeah, he had that big walking stick and that big sack. And he was in the park getting his picture taken with kids and adults by the Christmas tree. I thought that was beautiful. Meanwhile, there was some goofy Santa Claus with the more, you know, red with the white fur type uniform riding through Sealands Grove constantly for hours on a red scooter that was blinking with Christmas lights and blasting Christmas music. I have no idea, but I know these Santa Claus scooter clubs are getting, like, popular. I've seen the guys in Sunbury. They were in Lewisburg last weekend. There's like 20 or 30 of them, and they all have red scooters, and they're all wearing Santa suits.
It's fantastic.
And they drive in packs like a motorcycle gang, but they're on scooters. I don't know who you guys are, but let me tell you, you look goofy, okay? It's the dumbest idea I ever heard of, but it's fun.
It's fantastic.
And sometimes,
I think it's the greatest idea. What a way to spread Christmas cheer. And as Buddy the Elf would say,
yeah, you were so good.
Big thank you to the staff at Isabella's last night for having a hot toddy ready for me after standing in the freezing cold for several hours in the park in Sealands Grove during late shoppers night. Let's just say that hot toddy had something to do with Johnny Walker. There you go.
As it should.
It warmed me up. Now tell me about these booze balls. You found them on the internet. Let's do it, man. Let's decorate our tree.
I found them.
Okay.
They are refillable.
Oh, yes!
They have screw tops, and they are decorated in festive red and say, drink me, on the front.
Yeah, like,
much like those tiny little bottles in Alice in Wonderland.
Yes. Like we needed the inscription, drink me. It'd be like, no problem, I'm on my way. Now, can I find on the intraweb a booze-filled advent calendar? I still can't believe it.
Indeed
this.
You can. Already have that up, the 15 best one. This is from goodhousekeeping.com.
Good housekeeping?
Yep.
And
they
booze.
Are a treat for friends and family, and they have everything from wine to seltzer to, for the whiskey enthusiasts, a trip around the world with the best whiskeys.
Whoa. All in an advent calendar?
Now, that one's a bit pricey.
I'm not caring at this point. I'm like, wait, what?
All right, then you're going to need to Venmo me $225.
$225. Okay, now the cheaper advent calendar probably has like a can of Schlitz hanging out of it or something. What?
There is 24 days of rum.
24 days of rum?
Mm-hmm.
E5
that was only $80.
Okay. So there's different varieties of booze-filled advent calendars.
There are, and I just found a really great website for you, Tom.
Oh, boy.
Thewhiskeyexchange.com.
Ah, okay.
So you can open 24 tiny doors of the tastiest whiskeys and go on a whiskey adventure, a whiskey venture, if you will, this holiday season.
24 tiny doors.
It's a whiskey whimsical advent calendar.
My younger brother, he's an Irishman as well. I mean, we're all kind of kooky. He gave me something one Christmas, but all the doors were empty. And I was like,
what?
I don't think it was refillable. I think he like drank the thing and then gave it to me empty. I was like, all right, thanks, Bri. So we have booze balls, which we have looked up and available. And what you mentioned, I thought never would exist in the history of religion or alcohol, the booze advent calendar.
I mean, there's even one at Aldi, although you can't get them in Pennsylvania. It's only in certain states.
Okay.
A wine advent calendar. And they sell out within like 2 minutes. If you want one of them, they're available on eBay for the low, low price of
$2,000. $2,000?
Which is ridiculous because I'm pretty sure that the original price, and they were available in stores about a month ago, November 4th.
Okay.
The original price is only like, I want to say it's like $40.
That's scalping worse than PlayStation 5.
Right?
My.
It's just mini bottles of wine.
Wow. Anyway, Wednesday afternoon football details coming up. Mark has got the news, the sports, and maybe he'll even do the weather. It's Tom and Laura in the morning.
94 KX.
Need you bad. Sometimes be like that.
After a somewhat stress-free morning, you have a very nice lunch and then a boring Zoom meeting with your boss at 1 o'clock. And then, are you ready for some football? What? Dun, 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 dun. It's like, or how about, all my rowdy friends are here on Wednesday afternoon.
So weird.
It is very weird. We talked about it yesterday, right here with Tom and Laura. The football game is being played this afternoon because they didn't want to interrupt the lighting of the Christmas tree at Rockefeller Center. I think that's
hilarious. Okay with it.
So am I. And I think it's so funny, the power of the NFL. And then NBC says, no.
Mm-mm.
You know, mm-hmm. you want your football on TV? You want your football money, NFL? We're going to play this one in the afternoon.
Hey, you know, Rockefeller Plaza, the power of that Christmas tree trumps the NFL.
I don't use the word trumps anymore, but I understand what you're saying. It does. It does it because it's Christmas tradition and all the corny mm-hmm. singing around it. And we watch the show every year because it's almost like you have to, you know? I mean, so do you want to watch the Steelers and the Ravens while the tree is being lit in Rockefeller Center? No. Move the football game to the afternoon. So some adjustments are going to have to be made.
That Christmas tree has been a tradition since 1933.
There it is. Football's been around a long time, too, but network football on TV? Haven't been around that long.
Not so much.
Exactly.
Not so much.
So let's move the game to 3:40 this afternoon. So instead of watching The Edge of the World or whatever soap opera you might be watching, I'll turn on a football game instead. And if you have to work, our sister station, The Valley, 100.9, will carry the game starting at 2. The Steelers pregame, yeah.
So then you're working from home.
Yeah.
You turn on your radio.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Yeah.
Or get it on the app, right?
Mm-hmm.
Stream.
Right, right.
But then that gives you time for this evening to gather around the television set and watch some live TV, which is a holiday tradition for a lot of people.
The lighting of the Christmas tree at Rockefeller Center. So sports fans, I know this is derailing you a little bit, but just try to, let's make some adjustments on the football game because we can still get rowdy.
And if you have to ask, it's because the Baltimore Ravens didn't wear their mask.
Yeah.
Some of them got that COVID-19 and then infected more members of their team. But the rest got tested. The game starts soon. Time to play football Wednesday afternoon.
I like it. Yeah, I'm ready.
So do I.
Steelers are undefeated. Ravens lead the league in cases.
All right, whatever.
Pittsburgh better wear an additional mask on all of their faces. They'll go 11-0, but you won't see the moon because they're playing football on Wednesday afternoon.
Halfway through the week?
Yeah.
How did they get Tim McGraw to sing that on such short notice?
I don't know who it was, but he was good. News coming up next. Mark Lawrence has the news and the sports. Rob, the Sports Center is out this week. Steve, that guy Steve, has the weather. Do you know that guy Ralph Garman? If you don't recognize the voice, the name, you will recognize the voice. Ralph Garman does a lot of the funny voices you hear on Family Guy.
Oh, okay, cool.
And I love voice guys. I do voice work myself. I want to get rich and famous doing it. I haven't done it yet, but I'm working on it. This Ralph Garman guy was on a YouTube channel show over the mm-hmm. weekend called The Leslie and Lisa Show. So I heard about it and I looked it up. You should probably, you know, subscribe to this show because it's pretty cool. These two ladies, Leslie and Lisa, are quite talented. They've been on many, many TV shows in the past from Curb Your Enthusiasm to Mad TV. But anyway, they talked to Ralph Garman about some of his voices, and he talked about when he does the Adam West.
Adam West.
Exactly.
Adam West. Oh my gosh, I love it.
I love it too. No.
What would you say is your signature voice? Let's hear it.
Adam West was for many years my favorite to go to. Adam would have me do it in front of him when other people were around because he had a shtick that he would do. He'd say, Ralph, do the voice. And I would say, all right, Adam. And I would go, some days, old chum, you just can't get rid of a bomb. And then he would take a long beat and go, I don't sound anything like that. I would love doing that in front of other people to me. It would get a big laugh.
That's so cool. cool. Like the way you could just change gears on your voice.
Hilarious.
I just love it. And I love Family Guy. It just reminds me of so many things. It's just a cool show.
It's funny stuff.
Yeah, funny stuff. What's the phrase? Hey, that's funny stuff there. I don't care who you are. That's funny stuff.
That's funny stuff.
You feeling me? Let's do something.
Justin Timberlake. I love him. What can I say? He's like one of my favorite artists. And he's a good guy, too. Don't know if you saw this GoFundMe page that was out pre-Thanksgiving, but it was a mom and a dad who were trying to raise enough money to buy a van for their 17-year-old son who has cerebral palsy. And, of course, a wheelchair-accessible van. And, Laura, sure. Justin Timberlake saw the GoFundMe page.
Yeah.
And he just stepped forward.
I heard that there was a promise or a goal to try to get this van before Thanksgiving, and I heard your story, and then I saw a little news clip about it, and I was so moved that I want you guys to have this van. I'm going to cover all the costs. I want you guys to have a great holiday, and you know, you inspire me, Jake. This is the honking for happy thing, man. That's we got to keep that going. So you guys got to use this van. You can honk all over town now.
Yes, sir. Thank you. What it means to him to tell you thank you.
It's my pleasure.
Wow. Just wow.
You know, I hope that would be the kind of celebrity that I would be. If you have enough money, like Justin Timberlake and Jessica Biel, right?
Right.
They have plenty of money.
Yeah.
What they just did for that family, it's life-changing.
You're absolutely right. And Jake, the 17-year-old son here with the cerebral palsy, his favorite phrase is honk if you're happy when they're driving around town. So JT, Justin Timberlake, is going to make sure he's got this wheelchair-accessible van with a large decal, if you will, honk if you're happy on the van. And as JT said to mom and dad and Jake there, honk all over town if you want.
That literally is the best kind of pimp my ride story I've ever heard.
Absolutely. Hey, Jimmy Fallon's on the way. He's talking about going to church and going out for tequila at the same time. It could happen with a late night soundbite. Yeah.
It fits in with the booze balls for Christmas.
In the advent calendar, you are correct. And also coming up, still to come, you have to stay with us, Birthday Buddies, a celebrity musical birthday that is just going to drive Laura wild.
I am resisting the urge.
Don't do
to
it.
Peek.
No,
to
don't
peek,
Google.
Because we have access to the same stuff.
Yes, don't do
so,
it.
So, like, I'm resisting the urge.
I want to hear the sheer joy in your voice at 7:30.
Okay.
It's Tom and Laura in the morning.
94KX.
Did someone predict COVID-19? Well, there's always armchair quarterbacks, you know, as they call them, Monday morning QBs, who say, I told you this was going to happen. But what about a goofy show called Project Runway?
Ooh. If they predicted the COVID-19 pandemic, I'm actually impressed.
It was quite by accident. Google it right now and you'll catch the video. We're going to play an audio clip here for you.
Okay.
Back in 2019, one of the models was named COVID with a K. The model's name was COVID, K-O-V-I-D.
Okay.
A contestant in the April 2019 Project Runway. The outfit was like red plaid. I'm looking at the video now. It's kind of cool. She's got a real short haircut, but she is wearing a mask. Can you believe that?
Really?
And at the time, nobody really knows why the mask. So listen to this.
COVID's luck.
Do you mind putting your mask back on?
Thank you.
I had not noticed COVID's detail, this 3D applique. I mean,
it just gets better.
What do you guys think of this mask?
It's sick. I didn't set it, but you
must be hot. You should probably take the mask off.
So they say put the mask back on so we could get a better look. And the mask, of course, is red plaid, matches the outfit. And they go, wow, that mask is so cool. And they get all excited about it. And then they say, as you heard in the end, you're probably getting hot. You can take the mask off now. And the model's name was COVID.
So it's so interesting. I'm Googling it.
Isn't it weird?
And what COVID Kapoor said about his design, he was turning oppression into freedom of fashion.
Yeah.
He grew up and was born in a Himalayan village, moving around different states in India. And then when he was accepted to Project Runway, he gained international prominence and a loyal fan base. So the model then wearing that mask was like a nod to some of his childhood experiences being oppressed.
It's so heavy. Now it has nothing to
do.
But the designer's name is COVID and the model is wearing a mask.
So interesting.
All coincidence, I'm sure, but it does make you wonder, doesn't it?
Hey, I mean, apparently The Simpsons predicted this as well.
Yeah, so, that's true.
That.
You know what? Why don't we Google that? COVID-19 predictions, and there'll be a million of them. Mm-hmm. And one is just weirder than the next. We could do that. Hey, earlier, if you were with us, ladies and gentlemen, we talked about booze balls on your Christmas tree. Laura revealed that there is such thing as a booze advent calendar.
Indeed, there is.
So since we're sneaking Christmas songs in, why don't we just have a little glass of bourbon and sing along with a Christmas classic coming up?
Well, that sounds like a plan. Let's do that.
Some would say it's too early in the morning, but not us. It's Tom and Laura.
Nope. 94KX.
Everyone wants to rule the world, or maybe outer space, or maybe the universe. I don't know. I just want to do a morning radio show and go the hell home when I'm done. That's basically it.
Tell us how you really feel.
Speaking about ruling the world and all that, how do you feel about this monolith thing? One of these things from Space Odyssey was found in Utah. If you're familiar with the movie Space Odyssey 2001, these little flying saucer-looking things, one was found in Utah and then it vanished. And now, one's found in Romania on Monday and it vanished? I mean, this is a big prank. I mean, take it easy, peeps.
I don't know.
Oh, here comes Laura's way of thinking now. So,
listen, the universe is ever expanding, and there are more galaxies in the universe than there are grains of sand on every single beach on planet Earth.
I agree.
So,
but why Utah?
You tell me.
Well, why would they land in Utah? To recount the votes? Why would they land in Utah?
No. It's because of the energy fields.
Oh, okay. And then Romania. You're the world traveler. Why the hell would you land in Romania if you're from outer space? Why Romania?
Because there's hardly anybody there to pay attention to you.
Well,
just like in Utah.
Yeah, that's a good point. Maybe they just want to land and, you know, check out the surface.
Yeah, take a peek around and not be bothered. Maybe they don't want to have some kind of extraterrestrial interaction, intergalactic, like, peace talks. They just want to, like, creep on us a bit and then go about their business.
That's a great point. The real news is next, but I don't want to scare you people if you think space aliens, like, Google the movie 2001, A Space Odyssey. I don't want to scare you. I was going to play the theme, but I don't want to do that. I'll do this instead.
Are those kazoos? They are, aren't they?
Wait for it! Wait for it!
It's coming.
Only
that's a Space Odyssey on kazoos.
Yeah, only on Tom and Laura in the morning. Would you hear Space Odyssey 2001?
Wait for it. It's building. Just now we have to listen to it.
Yes, we do. Now we can. Oh, yes.
Oh, my God.
Crescendo. Right now, upper management is like, what is going on?
I'm telling you, the fact that that monolith has disappeared.
Yeah.
And it dates back to a Dracian fortress that is B.C., like pre-Jesus. And there's only a square-shaped hole left.
Yeah.
MacGyver agrees. You tell me that that isn't evidence of aliens.
Either that, or they landed on this planet, listened to our show, and decided to leave.
That or else they caught wind of the gigantic global pandemic that's going on, and they were like, yeah, peace out.
Come for details.
94KX with Tom and Laura in the morning. Laura, Catherine's on the phone. She wants to talk to us.
Okay.
Yeah, because it's the first Wednesday of December, and we like to talk to our Healthy Bites ladies from Wise Markets, Catherine and Beth. Catherine, good morning.
Good morning.
It's Christmas time officially.
It is. It's here.
We've got some snow in the air today and cold temperatures. You know, it would be cool to stay inside the kitchen today and do some baking, bake some cookies, right?
Oh, my gosh, it sure would. And so I just wanted to share a few tips on how to be a better baker. Because to be honest, sometimes we fudge things a little when we cook. We add a little bit more of something, a little bit less of something else. But you can't really do that when you're baking. It's kind of like a science.
Yeah, yeah, you know, so, a good point. Yeah. Laura would call it zhuzhing. I just zhuzhed it a little bit, she'd say, right? But you can't zhuzh in baking like you zhuzh in Laura's cooking?
Right. Also love to zhuzh, but yes, when we bake, we probably should follow the directions. So first of all, we want to make sure that you're getting the fresh ingredients. So the baking soda, the baking powder, the yeast, the flour, make sure they're all within their date. And just a little note, baking soda and baking powder are not interchangeable. They do different things in recipes. You want to make sure you're using the right one. And really, one of the most important things is to take your time to fully complete each step. We can't just dump all the ingredients in the bowl and mix it all together. There's really a method to the madness. So a lot of recipes start with creaming the butter and the sugar. Well, when you're doing that, the sugar granules are actually really sharp and they slice through the butter and they create air pockets. And that's what ultimately gives the pastry its lift. So you don't want to skip that step. It might result in something that's dense or heavy. So you want to just really pay special attention to the instructions that say, like, cream it until light and fluffy or mix until just combined. Because sometimes over-mixing might overdevelop the gluten and then it deflates those air pockets. So you just want to be really careful when you're reading those instructions and make sure that you're doing exactly what it says.
Let's keep our pastries fluffy, right? Okay.
That's right. We want fluffy.
Tips for better baking. Well, there's a big one right there. Do you have anything else as far as like...
Oh, yeah. There's so many things. Yeah. And we actually did a podcast on this like about a year ago. So definitely go back, listen to the Wise Healthy Bites podcast. We have like over 10 tips in there on the Be a Better Baker. One that I'm definitely guilty of is I don't put the butter out to soften it before I'm baking. And so then I try to microwave it. And I like, you try to like microwave it until it's softened, but not melted. And it just might change the texture of the of your outcome. So.
Okay. So look up the podcast from about a year ago and get more creative tips baking. Now, one thing that was not on your podcast a year ago, I'm sure, was COVID and pandemic. And this holiday is going to be so weird. What would the Healthy Bites ladies do to help us make it more creative?
Yeah, we definitely didn't cover this one last year, but our one idea I think is really fun and something I used to do a lot with my friends is to do a Secret Santa gift exchange where we'd all get together. Mm-hmm. But we can't do that anymore. So, but you really still can do it virtually. So pick a date, set a budget, have people sign up. The great part is you can do friends and family from all over the country now. Assign who's going to give who what gift, and then you mail each other the gift, and then you all open them together on a video call. So you can still participate in that Secret Santa gift swap. Just do it virtually this year.
That's a great idea. And you could also do that with coworkers who are working from home too, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And if it's somebody local, you could drop it off at their doorstep. But I think the fun part about it is you can include people from that are farther away now.
Yes, very good. That would add creativity and, I don't know, a special warmth to the holiday when you see that relative from far away. Anything else, Catherine, right, to make us creative this holiday?
Oh, I think just start a new tradition. You know, we're not going out maybe as much now. We might have some more time at home.
Okay.
So maybe you make a gingerbread house from scratch. Maybe you make homemade cutout cookies or have a holiday movie marathon day. So, and it's very interesting. Like, our brain reacts experiences by releasing dopamine, and that makes us feel happy. So any kind of new experience will work. Just give something a try.
Excellent idea. You did say gingerbread house out of scratch, right?
Yes.
Okay, we had a little technical glitch there, and I swore you said scotch. I was like, wait. Oh, you see, Laura and I have a booze theme going here this morning.
You could maybe have a drink while you decorate.
Okay. All right, all right. So that's so cool. Thanks for being part of the show, and we miss our Healthy Bites ladies here in the studio, just like we miss having Laura in the studio. We have to get it done on the Ford toll-free line, but Catherine, and Beth, I know you're listening. Happy holidays to you.
Thank you. You guys too.
Laura, do you want to say a special message to the Healthy Bites ladies?
Oh, geez.
Yeah.
I miss Catherine and Beth so much. All I know is the best way to bake is to always make sure that you have like a cookie in one hand and a vodka in the other.
Catherine.
And then if you zhuzh, it doesn't matter.
That's not zhuzhing if you're baking according to the directions, but you have a cookie in one hand and a drink in the other. It's not zhuzhing. It's just having fun.
I'm just saying.
Yeah. Happy holidays, Catherine.
Thanks, you guys, too, and to everyone that's listening.
The spirit of the holidays.
All day.
Simply having a wonderful Christmas time.
Happy holidays from 94KX.
News coming up next. Mark will check that. And the sports. Steve has got that cold AccuWeather forecast with some snow flurries and a light covering here and there. Tom and Laura in the morning. Laura, where are you working from right now? Where exactly are you in your house?
I am sitting in my yellow chair at my kitchen table, the yellow chair with the functioning wheels on it.
With the functioning wheels. All right, America is working from home. A lot of us are. And 27% of us are working from bed. Did you ever drag the equipment into your bed and do the show from there?
No.
I mean, you know, you don't have to tell us, but we're kind of wondering now because the top five places, bed. I couldn't see working from bed. Bed is for sleeping.
Well, I can't because I talk on the radio, and sometimes the husband is still sleeping in said bed, like today.
That's true.
So
6 a.m.
That's rude.
6 a.m. comes pretty early for some people.
It does.
Not for others.
It does indeed.
Yeah. The top five places we work at home, number five is on the floor. You ever just get down there with the pooches and do a break? Huh?
Mm. No. Yeah.
No?
No.
Okay.
That's some hazardous.
Number four is where Laura is right now in that yellow chair, a comfy chair or a stool in the kitchen. Okay. Number three is bed. No, that's out. Number two, I'm pretty sure you've done. It's the couch. Laura's couch is so fluffy with pillows.
Yeah. It's a good couch, but no, I'm like pretty installed at this kitchen table.
Really? Okay. All right.
It's mainly because of access to outlets, and my home is older, so they're kind of like sporadically spaced. And then I have a power strip that I use to put everything on. And then like when I'm done, I pack it on up and I set it there for the next day so that the cats don't mess with the equipment.
That's a no-no. Okay. And the number one place is an office chair anywhere, but it has to be in an office chair. So it could be in the bathroom, I guess. I don't know. Wow, interesting.
An office chair in
so
the
go
bathroom.
Steal your husband's office chair.
It's a nice one.
Yeah, yeah. Just steal it, you know, and then roll it around the house.
Can.
Yeah. Real quick, 4 out of 10 of us have worked from the toilet.
Ew.
That's just wrong. Especially.
That's why you should wipe and sanitize your cell phone regularly, because everyone listening knows exactly where that phone goes.
News is next. Everything will be better. Don't worry. It gets better. Chad Evans on the way in. The tall guy with the mask. He's on the way next. He's got that way back lunch for you as well at 12 noon. Mark Stevens this afternoon. I think he thawed out from last night's late shopper's night. I think he's finally warmed up. He'll be in. Tom and Laura in the morning wrapping up. You always wrap up with a thought for the day, right, Laura?
Absolutely. And this one on today, National Mutt Day, is an ode to my dog.
Ode to MacGyver?
Yes.
The bestest dog in the world?
There it is.
The dog we affectionately call Meathead?
He is a big old meathead.
Laura's allowed to call him Mackie Doodle, but MacGyver, an ode to MacGyver. All right, go ahead.
Okay. We each have a breed that we hold dear, but it actually comes down to the dog that we're near. Short hair or long, skinny or round, it's the heart of the dog that we truly found. Some jump and bark, others sit and stare. No matter what their actions, we always care. Because it makes no difference their family tree. A really great dog is all that we see.
That's kind of got me misty. I love it.
An ode to all the mutts everywhere.
That is great. Have a great day, mutts.
Bye, guys.